Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You know how fast NFL game days move. One big play and everything changes. That's why live betting on FanDuel is a game changer. With FanDuel, you can bet in real time while the game unfolds. Score just flipped? Jump on a new spread or live money line. That wide receiver's heating up? Bet the next touchdown scorer or total yards. Think that drive stalls in the red zone? Take a live field goal prop or fade the total. Live player props, team totals, drive results, updated spreads, next play markets, it's all there. It's fast, it's fun, and with FanDuel, your live bets move as quickly as the game does. So whether you're riding momentum or fading the hype, FanDuel puts you right in the middle of every moment. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the app and bet the NFL live all season long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list. Like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Bears fans, this is Take the North.
What's the reason, Duck? It's here.
With your hosts.
Love these guys.
Dan Wiederer.
The Bears don't have the readiness to go all in a championship or bust year.
And Mark Grody.
There's a certain amount of urgency to this season for the Bears. And I think the biggest urgency is make sure you have a quarterback in Caleb Williams.
We're going to take the North and never give it back. Hello again, everybody, and welcome in to the Take the North podcast, along with Dan Wiederer of The Athletic. I am Mark Grody of Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We are recording on a Thursday, getting closer to Bears-Browns at Soldier Field on Sunday at noon. I am presenting from the NFL Network Room at Hallis Hall, and it looks like my guy, Dan Wiederer, was lucky enough to have made it home to do the podcast.
While you were doing your 670 The Score hits, I was able to get through 294 and back to my home base. And here we are. We're ready to do it. We're ready to lock in on a game that everyone should be locked in on.
Absolutely. Yeah, you better be locked in on this one, because this is the game that if you lose, it's going to be a really long week heading into what will be a showdown on Saturday night against the Green Bay Packers. But let us stay focused on Bears-Browns, and we're going to get deep into it. You know, we'll have our game spotlight. Dan is ready for his three things to watch in this Bears-Browns matchup that's coming up in a bit. We will give you our picks at the end of the podcast. We will have a FanDuel bet for you that we will play with. I see that it does involve a Bears running back. I will give you that right now. First and foremost, though, let's look at who is healthy and who is not on the Bears and the Browns for that matter. You probably suspected Kyler Gordon did not practice on Thursday, nor did Travis Homer. The limited participants, good to see Roman Dunze back out there. Despite the foot injury, he is in limited capacity. We did not see him in the locker room, so did not have a chance to talk to him. Excuse me, Tyreek Stevenson has a hip injury. As you know, he was limited. Alameda Zacchaeus, hamstring limited. Full participants, Jalen Johnson and Ruben Hippolyte. And again, Johnson was not in the locker room today. So usually we could provide a little bit more hands-on insight from these guys, but some of the key guys were not in the portion of the locker room that we get to be in there at the same time. But Dan, what stands out to you on that report? Any insight on the injured players or the limited players?
Yeah, tried to keep an eye on Roman Dunze during individual drills earlier today. Try to feel out how he's moving around. Obviously encouraging, as you mentioned, to have him out there and working, and the Bears will have a decision to make here as we get closer to kickoff, and trying to obviously balance two things, the need for their top receiver to be in action this week and their need for their top receiver to be healthy for the stretch run of the season. So that's going to be an interesting one. Really good to feel the energy of Tyreek Stevenson inside the locker room after practice. That's a good sign with him now back on the practice field, coming back off that hip injury. I think it was Minnesota game was the last time he played. And you sensed that there was a player that was getting ready to get back out onto the football field for real. And you could feel that energy as he was for a few minutes anyway, shooting hoops.
Yeah, he was shooting hoops, and I did go by Tyreek's locker, and I just said, you know, I don't necessarily need to turn the mic on. I said, you think you're going to play? You think you're going to play this week? And he looked at me and said, I'm going to go find out right now. And so he exits the locker room for a second, comes back, and I was like, oh, there he is again. So I walked over to him again, and I said, hey, so what's the verdict? He goes, oh, it was a false start. He's like, I got to go find out here in a second. And then time ran out in the open locker room portion. But even in just talking to some of his teammates, it sounds like there's a pretty good chance that he could play. Can't guarantee it, but we shall see. And that will, I mean, that's where we start to find out, like, how much playing time is going to be divvied up with the cornerbacks. We know that Jalen Johnson has been on a snap count. We don't know whether or not that will continue. Kyler Gordon's not going to play in this game. So I guess that's what makes room. I want the difficult decisions. You know what I'm saying? Like, we haven't really had that opportunity yet where the whole secondary is healthy. There's always a key guy out, so we can't really get into that. But it will be good to have him back if he is.
Yeah, not only the difficult decisions, but the depth. And you're going to want that down the stretch of the season as well, as the Bears try to cap this season with some punctuation that makes everyone feel good that this fast start wasn't just a fast start, that it was a good season altogether.
Dan, before I let you give us some of the injuries on the Cleveland side, I just want to say this to you. And Dan, of course, a senior writer for The Athletic. You should read what he writes in The Athletic. I am like Montez Sweat. I also had no idea that Kevin Byard has never missed a game. Great article that you wrote, a very complete article that you wrote on Kevin Byard. Great stuff. This is why he is looked up to the way he is in that locker room. One of many reasons, but that has to be top of the list.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. And like you said, that can be found at The Athletic. KB has obviously become one of the biggest playmakers on this 2025 joyride, but he's also one of the most influential leaders in that locker room. And you understand why guys look up to him. They've got a bunch of guys in there that don't miss time. Joe Tooney comes to mind. Obviously, Kevin Byard's on that list, but he's about to make his 161st regular season appearance on Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. Those are all in a row. Not a single game missed over 10 seasons. He's also played in 8 playoff games. And so there's some pride in that. Cole Kmet, one of those guys who had his own Ironman streak, snapped earlier this year in his 6th season. He went a long way before missing a game and then had a back injury earlier this year and missed a game. He understands how hard it is to even make it 5-plus seasons, much less 10. He was very complimentary of KB. But, again, you can go read the article, but there's a combination of sort of, you know, toughness and then a mentality, Grody, as I think you probably felt in listening to some of the words that Kevin Byard spoke about why he does this and why he does it at the level he does it, because he's just really appreciative and grateful for the opportunity and for the achievements he's had in his career. And in his words, he wants to mash the gas until he can't mash the gas anymore.
Good for him, man. He's having a hell of a year, and the Bears will definitely have a decision to be made on him and many members of that secondary, for that matter, things that we will get to down the road. And it's really nice that we were just talking about the season and the Bears hopefully winning on Sunday and getting into the postseason.
Coca-Cola, for the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers, risk takers. For the optimists, pessimists. For long-distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola. For everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Americans told Washington what they want. Lower costs. Yet Brandon Carr's FCC is considering a merger between TV station giants Nexstar and Tegna. If approved, millions of Americans will pay even more to watch TV. They'll pay more to watch the news, entertain their kids, or cheer on their favorite team. Thankfully, President Trump knows what Americans want, and President Trump can stop this. Brendan Carr needs to reject the Nexstar-Tegna merger and protect Americans from higher TV bills. Paid for by Keep It Local Media.
But
meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One thing we know about Cleveland is I feel like it's my responsibility to discuss Tevin Jenkins. Tevin Jenkins, who got his first start last week at guard for Cleveland, limited today in practice for the Cleveland Browns with a shoulder injury. So it's 50-50 as to whether or not I will get to see my guy, Tevin Jenkins, playing guard for the Cleveland Browns this week. But it's a lengthy list, isn't it, for the Browns injuries this week, Dan?
There are 19 players on Thursday's injury report as either limited participants or did not practice on Thursday. That's a huge list. It is the type of list that you see in December for a last place football team. And so it is one of those things that you have to keep in mind as the Bears go to play this football game. It kind of naturally segues us into our game spotlight because it's part of the equation here. And our game spotlight this week, Grody, is very simple. I listed it in our chat, in our rundown, as trap game, schmap game. Trap games are made for October, right? Where you might be caught off guard a little bit. Trap games are not relevant in December, because especially when you're a team like the Chicago Bears, who knows exactly what you're trying to accomplish, exactly the road you need to take there. This game isn't a trap at all. It's a springboard. It's a game that they should be treating like their Super Bowl. It's a game they should be attacking with as much purpose as they've attacked any game this season. It's a game that, as you mentioned in the opener, they have to win. In order to get to 11 wins, you've got to get to 10 first, as we've mentioned. That's the basic math that we went over on our last episode. This is just a review for those who didn't study overnight. And so, look, like, you go after this. And then, you know, because we were talking about the Cleveland injury report, because you're looking at all these guys that are on there, which includes guys like Mason Graham, 2 days of no practice this week with a rib injury. David Njoku, 2 days of no practice so far this week with a knee issue. Denzel Ward, 2 days of non-practice today or this week with a calf issue. You know what you're looking at here, and you better be ready to go take advantage of this. I think you probably sense, like I do, that the Bears understand what this is. And while the outside world kind of has this natural concern and worry about what this could be, the Bears aren't looking at it that way. They're going in attack mode.
I'm not worried. I mean, the Bears are, they're new winning. It's not new money. They're new winning. They're new to it this year. They know that even though they're 9-4, this team is not good enough to look past teams at still, despite the 9-4 record. So I think I trust that Ben Johnson has instilled that in, and the vibe in the locker room is that it's essentially that it's nonsense that they would look past the game. So I am with you on that. The other part here in the game spotlight, a question that many players were asked about, and justifiably, even though it's not my favorite topic, is talking about the cold. You know, at some point in time, every NFL player is going to play a game in the Midwest in the cold, and they're going to have to deal with it. And that will make things interesting game plan wise, I think, for both teams. You could see it being a rugged game for sure. And, you know, there's reason to believe the Bears should do a lot of running. Cleveland was trampled last week by the run. I think Tennessee, despite they lost to Tennessee 31-29, but I think they had over 180 rushing yards in that game. Cleveland defense, middle of the pack against the rush, number one against the pass. So you can kind of see how that pops up. But I will say this, Dan, Grady Jarrett today in the Bears locker room had a fantastic response to all the talk about the cold. As you know, as our listeners probably know, Grady Jarrett had played his entire career in Atlanta, Georgia. He was born there, raised there, played his college football at Clemson, played in a dome for that matter at Georgia. So this is new for him, but Grady Jarrett was not really having any of it. Here is Grady on the cold.
Man, I'm in Chicago, man. It's cold here every day, man. You know what I'm saying? So
it's gonna be colder than usual, though.
What are we supposed to do? I don't got a magic answer for you. We go out here and practice, and we're going to be ready for Sunday. We know it's going to be cold. We got to go out there and play the game.
You've adapted quickly, haven't you?
I ain't got a choice. I ain't got a choice, man. I'm really trying to just embrace it, to be honest. And it's been a cool thing to be a part of at this part of the year, like playing, like obviously spending my whole career in a dome stadium, being a part of elements and let it being in your advantage versus being like the team going to visit it. So it's been cool being on the side of it, whether it's how I go to practice, maybe dress a little lighter than, you know, just trying to acclimate to it. But at the end of the day, the elements are what they are, and you just got to go out there and do what you do.
Grody, I picture Grady Jarrett like seeing his breath for the first time, you know, being like, oh man, I can see my breath, you know.
What the hell is that?
You know, being really tickled by this whole thing. That was an energetic Grady Jarrett there. Good job on getting him on that one.
Yeah, that was hilarious. And I will say, like, before I came into the mini scrum talking to Grady Jarrett, he was talking about how he would prepare for cold games in Atlanta. And the line that he gave, and I don't have the full context, but he was like, even there, he wasn't having it. He's like, what do you want us to do? Practice at a refrigerator? Is that a whole lot we can do? It's like, we have to freeze the footballs, you know, like, which is a thing. You know, some teams will freeze the football, and we know that coaches like to do crazy stuff in practice. But yeah, I mean, the cold will certainly have to be reckoned with, but the reckoning is for every player ever has had to deal with a cold at least once in their life.
I have a little side nugget before we get into some of the sentiments expressed this week by Ben Johnson, but I think it was a Bears Packer game. It was sometime during the time that Rich Campbell and I were on the beat together, and it was an extreme forecast, right? Like, we were preparing for something like we're preparing for this weekend, and Rich was doing a story on the weather, and he reached out to Jim Cantore, right? Who I think is he CNN's
Weather Channel?
Big time, or maybe he's the Weather Channel.
Yeah, maybe both.
The Weather Channel guy.
I know the name.
And he got a return voicemail from Jim Cantore where Jim Cantore would only refer to himself by his last name, which was, I wish we had the audio here, because he's like, hey, it's Cantore here. Call me back. You can reach Cantore and then he left his number here. And it was very serious and very just directly to the point. So I've never been able to watch Jim Cantore on television again without thinking about how aggressive his return call to Rich Campbell was.
So that's nice. Footnote. That is nice. What have ye from Ben Johnson?
Yeah. So just on the topic of this team, so we're going to start small picture and then we're going to go big picture. But on the topic of this team, understanding what this game is, Ben was all business the first time we were able to talk to him on Wednesday. Here's Ben setting the stage for this week.
We have goals and we know what's out in front of us. And so it's just that awareness that every game matters. Every game matters. And that's where this week, you know, you go from an emotional rivalry game like we just played. This week is equally important. We need this win. We desperately need this win.
We need this win. We desperately need this win. Every game matters. I play that because Ben's voice has been resonating all season for those players in that locker room. He clearly has had their attention for a long time. And I think his ability to just very simply and directly state things like that gets your attention, you know? And so that is another one of those things that gets your attention. Ben was also asked on Wednesday about some of the bigger picture things that he believes are happening within the season in terms of things that can sustain the success that they're having. I thought this was an interesting little exchange between Jason Leisure and Ben as well, that, that helps set the tone for a bigger picture.
Well, yeah, I think we just want to establish how we go about our business in the building, our mindset. And I think we've done that. I think as a coaching staff, we've done a really good job of establishing who we want to be and what we want to be about, what the important things are, our identity, you know, in a lot of ways. We have it up in the team room that we want to be a physical unit, we want to be a sound unit, and we want to be a poised unit. And I think this time of year, I see those three elements show up on tape. I really do. And that's something that you can be proud about, because you put words up in a room, that's great, but it doesn't bring it to life. You need the people to bring it to life. And so I think we've been able to achieve that here, you know, in December football. I think I see it every single week. We play physical. I think we're sound schematically. I think we're sound fundamentally for the most part. And then, you know, I know we're poised. I know we show up when the pressure's on. So I'm encouraged by that as a starting point.
I think it was former Bears coach Matt Eberflus who said, "We love words. Words are great." Ben Johnson just gave you three words there that they've got up in the team room. He gave you physical, sound, and poised. I thought it was interesting that those are things that he has kind of created as aiming points for the Bears' identity and boxes that he believes this team is checking right now. Can't disagree with them. This team has been physical. They have been poised. They have been sound. And they have responded to pressure moments time and time again, even if last week's result didn't quite reflect the finish that they have been getting in a lot of those close games up to that point.
Have you heard anything about the rumors that physical, sound, poise will replace good, better, best this week? And if it did,
physical, sound, poise!
I was just going to say, how would that sound? And you just...
physical, sound, poise, good, better, best. Yes. You're about to dip into Wayne Larrabee there doing
almost.
Physical, sound, poise.
Andrew Billings is the fattest man I've ever heard.
A little Easter egg for those who listen to us in multiple forums. Energized Wayne Larrabee may become a recurring character on Take the North. I appreciate you for bringing that to our attention.
Yes, absolutely. That was the debut. People are just for a little bit of context for people, like, what was that? Whoa, he's grown. He just scared the crap out of me. Wayne Larrabee was very animated about how big of a man Andrew Billings is. So that's where that came from. And if you hear that periodically, you now know why. But do you have any more cuts from Mr. Ben Johnson?
Or that's it. That's all we got from Ben. And we can roll into three things to watch if you're ready.
Is my favorite segment. It's Dan Weeder's three things to watch, Bears and Browns Sunday at Soldier.
Three things to watch. Three things to watch.
we're starting in an obvious place here, Grody, and it's as obvious as it gets in a game like this. There's one way that the Bears can have their plans ruined on Sunday, and it starts with I'm wrapping four things into one. Here with the first thing to watch, it's Michael Strahan, it's Ozzie Trapillo, it's Caleb Williams, and it's number 95 on the Cleveland Browns. And so this is a Myles Garrett storyline here. This is a guy who has Michael Strahan in his sights. He has 20 sacks on the season, needs 2.5 more to tie Michael Strahan, 3 to beat him. That could be done on Sunday if the Bears are not careful, particularly with that other guy I mentioned, Ozzie Trapillo, playing left tackle. Likely to get a lot of help throughout the game. Running backs, tight ends, everybody be ready. You're going to have to throw a shoulder or a hip or a knee or whatever body part you've got to chip at Myles Garrett a bunch through Sunday's game. Caleb Williams is going to have to be aware here. Again, we talked about this a little bit in our last episode. Jim Schwartz, the defensive coordinator of the Browns, he was in the division for a long time, and so we got very familiar with those wide nine rushers, the defensive ends coming from way out wide and taking different angles at the quarterback, and you've just got to understand where they're coming from and how they're getting there, and when they're there, protect the football, you know? And so this is a big deal. I think you heard Caleb Williams talk about Caleb, you know, the grown gray-haired adult that he is. He said, as the kids say, he's got a deep bag of tricks, right? Yeah. And so there is a deep bag of tricks that Myles Garrett dips into. I also wanted to bring attention to this next little soundbite here, because Teron Armstead, multiple-time Pro Bowl offensive lineman in New Orleans for a long time. He joined the Spiegel and Holmes show on 670 The Score on Wednesday. It was a phenomenal interview. If you haven't caught the entire interview, I would suggest finding your way to that in some way, shape, or form. I was driving when I was listening to it. I'm like, this is football gold. He had a lot of insight on Darnell Wright. He had a lot of insight on the Bears offensive line. He had a lot of insight on Ben Johnson. It was just insight. It was a fountain of insight there.
Yeah.
But he also had some insight on the guy we're talking about, Myles Garrett. And so we're going to play that right here.
He's a problem, man. He's a problem. Like, as throughout my career, as I would game plan and dissect rushers, I try to take away what they're best at. So if it's a power guy, I'm going to get on him early. If it's a speed guy, I'm going to meet him at a point kind of deeper in the pocket. If it's a guy that has a spin, I'm looking to take that away the entire game. This man does everything at the highest level. So at the end of the day, my game plan for Myles, well, let's go do it. Let's go dance, baby. Let's really just line up best on best and let's do it. It's really like you go out and you compete at the highest level when you got somebody that can, even though you do everything right, they can still beat you. Okay, I'm going to go do everything right. I'm going to play physical, fast, and we're going to dance. That's really the approach for when you got a guy like Myles Garrett. You shy away from it at any moment, he got you. It'll get ugly. You go battle. You go compete at the highest level. That's it. That's all you
want
to do.
And did you want help? Did you get help? How did that play out?
If you guys knew Sean Payton, he wasn't a he's a do your job type of guy. So if your spot is play left tackle and block that man, you play left tackle. You block that man. Mm. He's not really a reinvent the wheel. He would implement some type of help and a chip every now and then, but me and Myles, we went toe to toe, one on one for a lot of battles, and it was great.
That's badassery.
If I'm Ben Johnson, I make Ozzie Trapillo an honorary captain just so he could walk out for the coin flip, shake Myles Garrett's hand and say, let's go dance, baby. And then walk back to the sideline.
I also think that if he is the honorary captain, he should bring out the tight ends too. These are the guys that will be helping me block. Here's Theo Benedet. He might help me block a little bit. So we'll see. Obviously, we'll see a lot of that in coverage. We heard Ben Johnson, or was it? Yeah, it was Ben Johnson who basically said, God forbid, you're one-on-one with Myles Garrett, even though we just heard Teron Armstead basically saying that, but that's a different animal, at least right now, than what Ozzie Trapillo is.
No question. And so, I would love to spend the entire game Sunday just watching what they do against Myles Garrett. I think it's the game within the game. It's fascinating. We'll see if the Bears are able to succeed there. So
Before you go to number two, let me just say one thing. I had kind of a funny moment with Darnell Wright in the middle of the locker room. Just for the hell of it, I said, in the name of Myles Garrett, I didn't say that to him, but I asked him, I said, hey, by the way, who is the best edge rusher, defensive end in the National Football League? And he kind of looks at me and looks up and goes, Montez Sweat. I was like, it was like, you got me. I just took the L right there. I should have prefaced it, but I didn't. I'll try to find a more creative way to find that out. But he probably is. And the Bears just saw one of those guys last week against the Packers. But he does have it all. As Armstead said in the tape that you just played, this man does everything. And it's true.
Let's go dance, baby. So we'll see what they do. Darnell Wright may take a few turns there as well. So that'd be interesting to watch. All right, second thing to watch. Tell me if this sounds familiar to you at all. We've got a last place football team with a young, inexperienced quarterback, a shaky offensive line that's been in flux. Have we ever been there in Chicago? I think we have.
I'd have to think really hard. Yeah.
The Cleveland Browns are right there right now, Mark Grody. And I think that the Bears have to understand defensively what they are doing this weekend with an offensive line that is set to start its 10th combination in 14 games. That's the Browns. They're without their starting center, Ethan Postich, who he's out. I can't recall what his injury was. I think we've got to hear. It's going to be Luke Whippler will be your young, inexperienced center replacing Posick.
Okay.
You've got Wyatt Teller out. You got Tevin Jenkins supposed to fill in for him, but he's hurt. And we know even if Tevin Jenkins starts, he may not make it till halftime. Sorry, Kevin, before. That's just the reality from what's there. Jack Conklin's still in concussion protocol. DeJuan Jones, their starting left tackle, has been out for the season for a while. They've been mixing and matching parts all around. And so now you've got this issue where you've got a very young, inexperienced center, a very young, inexperienced quarterback, and Shedeur Sanders. Now, listen, Shedeur Sanders showed last week that he's dangerous. Against the Titans, he played a hell of a football game and put up a bunch of production, a bunch of yards, a handful of touchdowns, a highlight film that makes you go, okay, hey, guys, keep your attention here. This guy can make plays on us, and he can hurt us if we're not careful. But he's also a young quarterback, and young quarterbacks like Shedeur Sanders tend to hold on to the football and try to keep plays alive a lot longer than they should. And that happened with the only interception he had last week against Tennessee, where he was holding on to a play. And, you know, you've seen it, Grody. You've watched these quarterbacks where you're like, play's over. And you hold on to it for 4 more seconds. You make a stupid decision. The other team takes the football away from you. So you heard me on our previous episode say that the Bears should be aiming for 4 sacks and 2 takeaways off of this quarterback and this makeshift offensive line. I know you were in there for Dennis Allen when we were kind of probing him for what he feels like they can do to create their own advantages with this scenario. This is an absolute must-win matchup for the Bears in terms of just taking advantage of this. We'll see how they do on set.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of what Dennis Allen was attempting to do last week against Green Bay with all the pressure that he brought and the Bears not getting home, I think some of that would work this week based on what you just informed us of the offensive line being a little bit rickety right now, and a rookie quarterback is a rookie quarterback, although Sanders, 23 of 42, 364 yards, 3 TDs, a pick, and 29 yards rushing last week for the Browns. What is your number 3, Dan?
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Run the football. This is the Bears' strength. They are still the NFC's top rushing team. They didn't have their best day Sunday in Green Bay, and it was still very productive. And they were able to get that thing going a little bit in the second half and make some noise. The Tennessee Titans just got loose on Cleveland last week to the tune of 184 rushing yards. That's the most rushing yardage the Cleveland Browns had allowed all season. Tony Pollard, 161 yards in that game for Tennessee. He had touchdown runs of 65 yards and 32 yards. There are openings to run on this football team. Malik Collins, defensive tackle, big part of that run defense, wound up on injured reserve earlier this month with a quad injury. He will not play again. You have the opportunity to take your biggest strength and try to flex it on Sunday. I think the Bears are able to do it. We've talked about what the temperatures are going to be. It's going to be a negative 10 degree wind chill. Just put the football in your running back's hands, let your offensive lineman go to work and pound, pound, pound until you can't pound anymore.
Yeah, and they are the Cleveland defense is top one or two against the pass, middle of the pack, 13th, 14th against the run. So if you're just going by stats, you could see what the Bears maybe should be doing against this Browns team. You don't know what Ben Johnson has in store, but that seems pretty obvious to me that they're running the ball, as you said, Dan, makes a whole lot of sense for the Chicago Bears. And Manungai, just chatting with him today, Kyle Manungai, did say, yeah, when asked, a lot of times players won't admit it when you talk about a team getting a run all over, as you just said, 184 yards. And he said, we did take note of that. And there's things, he didn't say this, but it was clear that he believes that there are some things that they can exploit.
Hammer away, pound it, pound it, pound it.
Toast the holidays in a new way and raise a glass of rum chata. A delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. Enjoy it over ice or in your coffee. Rum chata, your holiday cocktails just got sweeter. Tap or click the banner for more. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025 Agave Logo Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
Time for our best bet segment. The best bet segment is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. The bet that we have this week, Daniel, the best bet this week, Kyle Manungai. Just mentioned the Manungai. Anytime touchdown plus 135 odds. What do you think about Manungai?
I'll go in on that. I think Kyle Manunga has shown in games like this that he's going to get a couple chances down near the goal line to go ahead and score there. I think he's going to get across the goal line. Last week, he was in on a two-point conversion. The Bears, oddly, had 2 1-yard touchdown passes last week. You don't see that a lot of times, obviously, with the touchdown passes, Zacchaeus, the later one to Colston Loveland. But then one of those, it was followed immediately with a Kyle Manunga two-point conversion run, in which I think all 5 offensive linemen and the quarterback basically pushed him across the plane of the goal line, yeah, at Lambeau Field. And so that was good to see. I think this is part of who the Bears have become. And so I'll go ahead and say go for the Kyle Manunga anytime touchdown here.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes, too. And look, that is not just because Caleb had the interception in the end zone, but this is an opportunity to at times play it safe. And Kyle Manunga is a guy who can pound it. He is truly the bowling ball that we thought he was coming out of college. So I do think that the opportunity is there for Manunga to get a touchdown at +135 odds. The best bet segment was brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. The moment of truth as the Bears played the Browns on Sunday. We do our picks. Weedsy, would you like to go first? Bears
I'm going
and
first.
Browns?
Give I'm me going a first. I'm trying to Let's snap my it. Own personal losing streak with these predictions. This one feels a lot easier than some of these ones in past weeks have come. You're a shoots and ladders guy, right? You still play sure. that on a regular basis?
Yeah, every day. I got my little cherry stems here. So, you know.
The Bears cherry stems? They hit the shoot last week at Lambeau Field, and they went from the top seed in the NFC down to the 7. Now they got a chance to climb the ladder again and win this football game against Cleveland. I think when we talked about all these injuries that the Browns have, you have to look at this through two lenses. Number one, if you're a player on a 10-loss football team and you've got an injury that's bugging you a little bit, and you're looking at the forecast and you're like, oh, it's going to be 10 below, maybe you take an extra week to come back off that injury. And same token, the Browns as an organization, they don't mind losing games at this stage of the season when draft stock is at stake, right? Like, it just is what it is. And so some of the decisions you make with your roster create opportunities for the opponent. The opponent this week is the Bears. They're going to be the beneficiaries of all of this. I've got Bears 23, Browns 13.
I've talked to a few members of the Bears secondary today, and they are properly pissed off about what happened last week against Green Bay. And I think this is going to be an opportunity for them to make good, as we were discussing earlier. I think that despite Dennis Allen being modest about what he was talking about, saying the right things, I think he's, you know, rubbing his hands together. I do think some of the things that he wasn't able to do against Green Bay, he should be able to do against Shedeur Sanders, a rookie quarterback who we still don't know exactly what he is. So I like all that. And I do like the Bears to win this game, mostly because they have to win this game. I think it's going to be a low scoring one, relatively speaking, because that Cleveland defense is legit. I do believe that the Bears will beat the Cleveland Browns. Check this out. Just very simple for everybody. The math is easy. 21-14, the Chicago Bears will beat the Cleveland Browns.
So you've got them by winning by 11 points.
21. Wait, what?
Just testing you. I was doing some of that Ben Johnson million reps, 10,000.
Oh, yeah.
Add another 100,000. And the next thing you know, I was just screwing up the math there.
Hey, are we going to count reps? Can we count reps in training camp coming up this year? And
we should. Yeah. Until we get to a million. We'll do it every day on the podcast until we get to a million. I do want to make one other little statistical, what do we call this, footnote? The Bears have one defensive touchdown this season. That came from Deshaun Wright in the season opener on Monday Night Football. It's been a long time. We were talking about this pissed off secondary. It's been a long time since the defense has visited the end zone. Maybe we get a little of that on Sunday at Soldier Field.
God, that would be nice. Yeah, just a good old fashioned get the crowd jacked up, get the crowd warm, pick six situation. Maybe a scoop and score. I could go for something like that
six,
to get that Soldier Field. Yeah, baby, get that crowd a rumbling for sure. That is going to do it for us today. So we appreciate everybody listening. For Dan Weider of The Athletic, for our executive producer, Adam Studzinski, I am Mark Grody saying thank you so much for listening to and watching the 421st episode of Take the North.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks. What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.